Blog Talk Radio.
Turn the red light down.
Hi guys, it's Zoe, and I am here to cover the week of May 4th through the 11th. And we have three powerful events or transitions taking place in the week ahead. So I'm going to get right into it. First of all, we have the North Node of Destiny. Yes, it sounds very special. It is entering into the sign of Leo for the first time in 18 years on Tuesday the 9th. On the same day, we are going to have the karmic South Node enter the sign of Aquarius, again, the first time in 18 years. So Tuesday the 9th, big transitional day because two major energy fields are going to be shaken up by this new potential of what's going to be opening up. So this begins on May 9th. And it is going to be there for about a year and a half. It lasts until November 6th of 2018. It's a once in 18-year cycle. And when you look back to try to get some inspiration about the last times this impacted you, it was October of 98 through April of 2000. So 1999 was, you know, a big year. And then again before that, January of 1980 to October of 81. So it may give you some clues as to what this is about. And to final perspective here, the next time it will occur will be December of 2035 to May of 2037. So you do want to take advantage of what it can bring during the time it's here because it really kind of sets things in motion for a very long chapter in your life. And so let's kind of look at what this means. The North Node of Destiny moving into Leo means that going into this year and a half ahead of us, destiny, fated events, people showing up, opportunities opening up are going to be about things that can draw us towards our destined path in life. And this is going to be manifesting through Leo themes. So it's going to happen when we are doing something in the name of love, when we are in the pursuit of love, when we are out with our lovers, when we are falling in love with somebody new. So all of this, there's potential for any of that for everybody. Now, every sign is going to have a different area that this is kind of transpiring in. But this is one of the main themes is love, 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 love. Maybe love, love, love. Okay, second, it is about children. So it can be destiny finding you when you're, you know, babysitting the kids, when you're deciding to have a baby, when you are working on that children's book or project, when you are, you know, volunteering for the soccer team for the kids, when you're getting involved in a kid's charity. This is destiny. Things are going to kind of lock in place for you. Again, it will play out in a little bit different area for each sign that I'll go through here in a minute. Next, creativity. This is a big one for a lot of the people that like to follow my stuff, a lot of you artists out there. So it is just an epic year to really find that outlet for your art, to find a new artistic expression within yourself, to get creative with, you know, big projects that you want to get involved with, to shine your talents out there, to move things forward to the next level. And so this is definitely good news for everybody. And then finally, this is recreation. And so, you know, getting into some kind of hobby or sport or, you know, I don't know, vacation, whatever, going to the casino. I don't know. What do you do for recreation? You know, this is kind of, you're going to find some destined scenarios that play out by pursuing recreational activities. So again, this is good news, right? Because these are things we pretty much like to do. So thanks, universe, we'll take it, right? And so, you know, at the same time that this is happening, we are having the karmic South Node dip into Aquarius and start to back through that sign. So this means one of three things. We can look at karma as the next year and a half being about some endings in certain situations. because they have run their karmic cycle. Whatever was meant to be, you know, given to the other person or done for you or, you know, rebalanced or reimagined has happened. And so some of those situations or relationships will come to an end if they were based on that. The other way is that in current ongoing scenarios, you might rebalance the way karma is being dealt with. Maybe it's just been very one-sided and you've kind of, maybe you've paid back all the karma you owe in a situation and you want to continue with the situation. Well, the paradigm needs to shift because you no longer need to be doing so much in that situation. That's one example. But it's a rebalancing factor in ongoing scenarios. And the third way this can play out would be that this is kind of an open door to allow past life souls to show back up in your life, to kick off some new karmic enterprise with you, whether that's, you know, relational or that has to do with some project. This would be people coming back around that, you know, they haven't been able to show up just yet. Now they're going to come through during this time. So all of those three scenarios are possible. You may have a little bit of all of them going on, but they're going to be focused on Aquarius themes. So, you know, this will play out. You'll meet this kind of karmic opportunity or scenario when you are out with friends or making friends or doing something about the friends, you know, social. When you are involved in group activities or you are forming groups or joining groups, when you are doing anything online. Wow, right? Yeah, so we have some interesting times ahead for all of us with the internet, I think. When you're doing anything in connection to astrology, be nice to me. when you are doing anything that involves gatherings or events or parties, bringing a lot of people together, when you are involved in the pursuit of your own personal aspirations or original inventive ideas and projects, when you are doing anything involving charities, or when you are doing anything that is about freedom or a cause, you know. So we have a lot of karma about to be rebalanced or returning or exiting the scene. It's going to feel like a freeway swooshing past us. And into this we go. So, you know, I look back on scenarios and I think, wow, you know, in my case, I was like kind of ending certain group affiliations and starting new bunches of people involved in projects that were creative and moving forward. But, you know, there was that transitional stage for me when I look back at those past periods. And I don't know what your story might be, but I'm sure when I start to talk about the areas of life that this will be focused on for each sign, give you a little bit more idea about it. The only other thing I want to say in the general overview about this for everybody is that some of you guys might have heard that we're going to have this very important eclipse that's going to go across the United States in August, and that is going to be happening at the 28th degree of Leo. And so the North Node of Destiny kicking off into Leo for the first time in 18 years on the Tuesday, the 9th of May, you know, when we talk about the destiny and the karma point, they are the two energies that go backwards around the zodiac. So they're going to enter at the top degree and start to go down. So between the dates of May 14th and May 26th, the North Node of Destiny will cross over that 28th degree of Leo and set the stage for whatever is going to be eclipsed and the big boost forward that we're going to get. You know, it's a new moon solar eclipse when we get to the end of August, and which actually will have a trigger date in the third week of July as a precursor. So it's really setting the stage for the story that's about to unfold. It's going to have such a major impact on everybody. And so I would definitely be paying attention. You know, open your eyes, think about what transpired during that day. In the days between May 14th and the 26th, the exact day, you know, it's going to be on the 28th degree that whole time, but it'll be at 28.52 on May 15th, so that day may stand out. But it could definitely play out any time during that. So you want to kind of look back over your day each day, you know, did something open up that could take me towards love or the next level in love or the next level with the kids or the creative projects or the recreational pursuits, and, you know, how is this going to turn into some epic thing over the summer for me? Definitely, if you feel like being proactive about starting anything in any of those areas, this would be the time and see where it starts to take you, okay? So I want to give that as a general. That'll affect everybody the same. Okay, so before I get into talking about how this is going to break down for every sign, I also want to talk about the third factor that's going to be a big deal in this week ahead, and that is that on Wednesday the 10th, we have a full moon in Scorpio. And this is going to peak around 5:42 p.m. Eastern time at the 20th degree of Scorpio. So if you know your chart, if you have any planets at 20 degrees of any of the mutable signs, then this may be, you know, even more impactful for you. But we're going to talk about how it's going to, you know, affect everybody. Scorpio is about everything intense and powerful, right? You know some Scorpios. You know you have Scorpio in your own chart too. So there's a place in there for everybody. So, you know, this is about, it's about the financial world, number one. So not personal income, but everything else, absolutely everything else. So, you know, your taxes, your investments, your settlements, your bankruptcies, insurance, commissions, alimony, child support, loans, partners, money, you know, think of whatever this might be for you. There could be something very big peaking around a financial matter by Wednesday the 10th. So that's one area that Scorpio rules. Scorpio also rules our sexuality. So it rules sexual attractions, it rules sexual dysfunctions, it rules sexual obsessions, it rules the reproductive system in the body. And so there may be something that is culminating in a big way around one of those themes for you. It also rules divorce. So you might be, you know, seeing something wrap up with the divorce. It rules power and manipulation and controlling interest in situations. So if there's been a power struggle, it could come to an end or reach its fiery height. Or if you've been, you know, working on trying to gain controlling interest in some project or situation, you know, you can see that peaking at this point. What else? It rules life and death. So there could be, if you've been dealing with mortality issues with somebody, you can see that culminate by Wednesday the 10th. If there has, you know, if you're waiting on somebody to be born, you know, that 10th is going to be a big day. You might have some that jumpstart that, but you know. And it also rules situations where we're working within a triangle. So you and two other people, you know, so if there's been something involving that, you can finally seeing that hit its stride by the 10th. So with all full moons, we are looking at, you know, finalizing situations, endings, wrapping up projects. We're also looking at achievements, breakthroughs and aha moments, celebrations. So it's a peak, you know, it's a peak of the energy for the year. And so if there is something you're trying to work towards and get, you know, tackled, that's kind of the end date. So you want to work, you know, in these days, these few days ahead leading up to that. So there you have all the major epic things for our week ahead. So for Aries, you are, you know, considered astrologically the pure description of what I've just said in the general overview. So definitely when we look at the North Node of Destiny kicking off this Leo cycle for you on Tuesday the 9th, it really means you're entering a year and a half where the door is opening to your future in the name of love. So if this is about drawing you into a new love relationship, if it's about helping you get out of a bad love relationship so that it opens that field for you, if it's helping you heal issues or situations within yourself so that you feel like you're ready to get into a love scenario, you know, whatever your specific story is, this is going to help to start to open that door for you. It is going to do the same thing for your creative talents and projects and abilities, the same thing for whatever it is you want to go for with children. And the same thing when it comes to recreational pursuits. So definitely a very favored, creative, fun, loving period opening up for the Aries. At the same time, with the karmic south node moving into Aquarius on the same day, did I say same enough? You guys are going to enter into a year and a half where you're going to be meeting karma through friends, group affiliations and activities, online interests, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, original projects and inventions, your own personal aspirations in the pursuit of those, freedom topics, causes. So, you know, again, as with every sign, this can be opportunities to end ongoing scenarios that have run the gamut of their karma. You're done with that karmic balance. It can help you rebalance karmic situations that are ongoing, or it can help you open the door for new karmic situations to arrive. So be aware of that. And if you're pulled between those two arenas, you know, the social or the love and creative and kid thing, you are meant to go strongly towards your destiny. So hopefully you will never have to pick between the two. But, you know, astrology favors the forward motion here as much as possible, unless you have very countering specifics in your birth chart that would say otherwise. But in general, that would be the overview. As far as this full moon on Wednesday, it will help you wrap up, mark ending, celebrate, achieve whatever you've been dealing with or waiting on some kind of solution or finalization on, with big financial matters, with your sex life or reproductive needs, your divorce, a death, a birth, or any third-party scenarios. So that's it for our Aries. For Taurus, North Node of Destiny moving into Leo for you starting on the 9th and for the next year and a half traveling here. This is going to open destiny, ways to fall in love and express love, be creative, do things for kids, or do things recreationally when you are at home, when you are focusing on renovations or remodels or moves or real estate deals, you know, anything property, home related. It is also going to be focused for Taurus on opening up future direction through family or parents or roommate scenarios. It can also focus in on opening up the emotional channels for you via love or kids or creativity or fun, and help you kind of get your destiny pathway forward when it comes to your security needs as well. And so you want to kind of be on the lookout for ways to spark that creativity with home projects or real estate deals or family businesses, et cetera. And the same goes for love and what you're doing with kids and fun. And when it comes to the karmic south node, this is going to kick off this year and a half period where karma is really going to be meeting you when you set big personal goals, and those involve friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or your own aspirations in the mix. So the personal goals, you know, are a big deal. Secondly, career is where karma is going to be meeting you. So, you know, there may be a group you've been affiliated with on the career front for a long time, and the karmic balance, whatever you were doing with those souls, has reached its end, and that ends, and you open up for a new group to come in. Or you can be rebalancing karma, you know, with friends or groups you're associated with, associates, you know, on the career front. It can be how the internet is related, you know, through the career. So apply those Aquarius themes to career, and this would be where you're seeing this. It could be about your original inventions or projects in the career front as well. And then thirdly, this is playing out with authority figures. So Taurus, we're looking at the boss, the parent, the judge, the teacher, the director, the mentor, the pastor, you know, whoever that higher up person of authority, and maybe several of these you're dealing with over the next year and a half, and either ending karmic cycles from the last 18 years or rebalancing ongoing karmic scenarios in a different way, or opening up to, there may be some new authority types entering into your life who are past life souls, you know, that you're going to be dealing with in some new way karmically. And so be aware of that as you enter into anything new with this stuff. And as far as the full moon goes on Wednesday the 10th, this is climactic in relationship arenas for Taurus. And so, you know, at this point, you could be ending a relationship or ending some kind of project you've been doing with one of your key relationships. You could be wrapping up that project. You could be getting your finalization you've been waiting on with that person. You could be celebrating something big coming through and happening. You finally achieved something that you've been working towards with this person. So when we're talking relationship here, Taurus, this has to do, it could be a specialist or an expert that you've been dealing with. It could be a client or all your clients and what you've been working towards finalizing or achieving there. It could be about a romantic partner or a business partner and something finally, you know, cemented with this person or ended or, you know, celebrated. It could be about anybody that represents you, like agents or attorneys. It could be about competitors or opponents. So something is hitting its stride by the 10th, and very likely with one of these people, it will be about, you know, a Scorpio theme. So it'll be sexual or reproductive. It'll be about divorce or the financial side of things. It'll be about the death or the birth or the third party scenario in the mix, and the balance of power and how things are going. So expect something to reach its zenith by the 10th with that. All right, for Gemini. Gemini, North Node of Destiny moving into Leo. This is your communication zone first and foremost. So, you know, Gemini, gosh, you Geminis, you talk a lot. We already know, you know, because I can say that because I'm a Gemini rising. And you know I like to gab. So, you know, having Destiny move into this part of the chart, it means for the next year and a half, you know, Destiny is calling you forward. When you get into talks, when you get into meetings, when you sign agreements, when you negotiate terms, when you write, when you pitch ideas, when you focus on sales, when you field offers coming in, when you take on speaking roles, when you make big decisions and pursue the thoughts you're having. So communications is first and foremost, and in that you would need to be focusing on the Leo themes, right? So this would be, you know, in these talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or ideas, et cetera, about love or about creativity and creative projects and creative ideas or about the kids or about recreational pursuits. So, you know, speak up, Gemini. Speak twice. Ask for it. Listen for it. Write it up. Send it out. Pitch it. Make choices because Destiny is calling you forward in those areas. Okay, then this also has a mundane side for Gemini. So this can also mean that Destiny will be kind of drawing you towards your path, towards the future, through things you get involved with now that are local or that take you to nearby places. And again, in the name of being creative or love or for the kids or the recreation. It can also focus on vehicles or electronics. So you might, you know, get to go and purchase some kind of big electronic equipment that helps you be creative or, you know, buy vehicles for the kids or somehow or other that's going to lead to destined things happening. It can also be a focus on brothers or sisters or neighbors as well. So again, with the love and the creativity and the fun and the kids in the mix. So, you know, allow this to open up and carry you forward. And with the karmic south node, oh my gosh, is there a lot to list here for Gemini? But don't panic. Again, you know, you're either ending some karmic cycles with some people and situations, or you're rebalancing karma because there's a new, you know, shift in this energy, or there's an opening for past life souls to come through and start up new karmic cycles. And so this is going to play out in the expansive part of the chart. So it's about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, or it's about law, legal things happening, or it's about educational situations. So whether that's you in a classroom or, you know, taking courses or getting training, or that's you teaching something or sharing your wisdom in some way. It's about travel and foreign interests and people and people at a distance. It's about weddings. It's about religion, and it's about politics. So all of those are considered the expansive-minded arena in astrology. All of those are where the karmic scenarios will be playing out. And again, will play out through Aquarius kind of themes. So traveling with friends or traveling to see a friend or dealing with friends at a distance or, you know, doing something, in media or broadcasting online or at events or, you know, in groups. Think about ways to apply the Aquarius themes in these arenas, and you will see that we are kind of entering into this cycle of rebalancing something here. And again, as with all signs, look back. Where were you, you know, back in 98 to 2000, and where were you in 1980 to 81? Those will give you some ideas. All right, and so with the full moon for Gemini on Wednesday the 10th, this is bringing some kind of climax for you guys. So you're either going to have some endings or wrapping up projects or getting your finalizations you've been waiting on, or you're going to be celebrating or noting achievements, maybe getting some kind of awards or recognition or, in other ways, hitting that epic peak. And this is focused on your work, you know, so if you've been trying to land a job or if you're in a job and you're wrapping up a project you've been working on or you're ending a job or, you know, something work related. This can be about coworkers or hired help. So you might be celebrating with them or maybe one of them are exiting the scene, you know. It can be about paperwork. So you can finally get that wrapped up and tackled. And it can also be about organizing and cleaning and the details and all that kind of stuff, the fun stuff we all love to do. So finally wrapping that stuff up or achieving what you're trying to do with that. And then on the other side, and equally as important, it can be about health scenarios. So you're finally reaching your goals with the health, or you're ending some health issue, or you're getting your final solution with what you've been waiting to hear about a health situation. Or it can be about animals. And so again, you know, you can finally reach that epic high point, whether it's wrapping something up or celebrating. So there you have it. For Cancer. Cancer, the North Node of Destiny going into Leo. This is going to focus on things kind of opening up and taking you towards the future, some destined moments happening that are about your personal income, the money you make, the opportunities to, you know, in earnings. So maybe some new earning opportunities or some ability to take your earnings into some new level, you know. So money is one area. Also your purchases when you're out there buying stuff. It could be leading you towards your destiny, or if you've made a big purchase and you're doing a lot of stuff around that big purchase, it could lead towards this destiny. It can be about your possessions and what you're doing with them. Maybe you'll have a really big yard sale and, you know, somebody destined to walk up on your lawn. I don't know. But something with your stuff is part of the destiny moving forward. And then also it can be about your product. If you have a product you're trying to launch or take to the next level, having this destined energy there can open up pathways and lead to good things going forward. And in Leo, with all of that, you want to focus on the creative ways to make money, the creative interests, the things you want to purchase to be creative, the things you, your products being creative, you know. You want to focus on love or kids or lovers, you know, with us. So you might be buying something really special for the children or the lover. You might be developing a product that helps the kids or helps love bloom, you know. And what else? Recreation, you know, focus on recreational ways to earn money or to make purchases that help you enjoy your recreational pursuits. So all of this is coming together to bring some faded quality stuff in this next year and ahead, year and a half, and it starts on Tuesday. When we look at the karmic south node, also starting on Tuesday the 9th, for Cancer, this is going to be kind of an intense area for you guys, because this is going to play out either over sexual attractions or issues, reproductive needs, divorce, anything financial that's not your income, so loans and debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, bankruptcy, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, your partner's money, It can be about a death. It can be about a birth. It can be about any kind of third-party scenarios that are playing out. And so in this, you know, you're going to kind of find this and either be ending some karmic chapters or rebalancing karma in those areas or opening the door for some karmic past life souls to enter that are about that in your life. And it will happen through Aquarius themes. So it will happen online or it'll happen with friends or it'll happen in group or gathering scenarios, parties, events. It'll happen when you're doing original projects and focused on astrology or charities or your aspirations. So, you know, there you have it. So be aware of what this is opening up as you go through this. And the full moon that is peaking on the 10th, this is a full moon in your house of lovers, true love, the pursuit of love, children, creative projects, and recreation. You got a kind of a double whammy there. So, you know, full moons, you can be bringing something to an end that you've been working on or in the actual situation itself. You can be wrapping up projects. You can be getting your finalizations. You can be celebrating something really big that's happening with one of those scenarios. You can be achieving and marking those big moments in the sky. So it is something epic, and you can work towards what you would like to see that be over the days ahead. For Leo, Leo, I think, is getting a little extra golden kiss from the cosmos here because this is the North Node of Destiny moving into your sign. So, I mean, you know, what else do you want? Come on now. It's pretty good. So, you know, it's definitely destiny favoring the Leos. They are our little sparkle child for the next year and a half. I think that it will be definitely a time for Leo to focus on expressing love and opening up their heart to love on a next level. So whatever that might mean, that can be the love of a lover, that can be the love of kids, that can be the love of your creative projects, that can be the love of your friends, but definitely the love coming through you and the love that's going to be reflected back to you during this period. There's just some destiny wrapped up around that. It's also about opening up that creative channel within yourself. So, you know, you Leos are already pretty creative, but this is definitely going to help open up some kind of destined pathway forward for you as long as you're putting yourself out there and pursuing your creativity in these areas. It may be a fated time with children for you, so you might decide to have a baby during this time, or you might decide to start teaching children or in some way putting yourself physically in the mix with the kids. Maybe you're going to get back in touch with your inner child. That could be possible too. Maybe you're going to write a great book about the inner you. And then recreation, going out and having some fun again. And for Leo, this is also a very favorable time to focus on your body, to focus on your image or brand or name or title. Make that personal side of your identity and finding ways to express that towards your destiny in some way. So I do feel like the doors will be open quite a bit for Leo. And when we look at the karmic south node for you guys, it's going to be in the relationship house opposite you. And so this one can be tricky. You know, the next year, look back at those periods for sure, Leos. You know, the fall of 1998, all of 1999 up through April of 2000, and then before that, the whole year of 1980 and then up through October of 81 for clues, you know, about what this may be. But, you know, the South Node is saying that during this time frame coming up from now until November of 2018, you have kind of a similar cycle going on. Where either you have run the karmic course with a particular relationship and it's meant to end during this period, or you are meant to continue on in a relationship, but the karma needs to be rebalanced in some way. So who's doing what for whom and how you guys are going about your life together. Or this is about a portal opening for past life souls to reconnect with you who want to be in relationship with you. And so you need to really focus on these kind of relationships. This is going to be karma playing out with romantic and or marriage partners, karma playing out with business partners, with specialists and experts, with clients, with your audience, if you have an audience, with representatives like agents or attorneys, with opponents or competitors. And so, you know, as you go into this, realize that a lot of this karma is going to be, you're going to kind of meet this karmic reset button with these people through friends, through group activities, through astrology or charities or gatherings or what you do online, through your pursuit of your aspirations or freedom or original projects, all those Aquarius themes. And so here you go again with this. And then with the full moon peaking on Wednesday the 10th, this is going to bring something to a peak for you in the home or about the home with real estate deals, moves, or renovations, with parents, family, roommates, security needs, history, ancestry, or some big emotional epic high point for you. And so, you know, be Scorpio themed, I'm assuming. So something financial peaking in one of those areas, or something with the mortality issues or divorce or sex life or reproductive needs or third party situation. So this is a big ending or a wrap up or finalization on something you've been waiting on, or it's an achievement or celebration taking place in one of these areas. So you can kind of work towards what you'd like to see come through or wrap up there by the 10th. For Virgo, the north node of destiny, it's moving into the behind-the-scenes arena for you guys. And so, what does this mean? This means that destiny is going to be calling you guys forward. This is a magical, mysterious part of the sky. And so there's going to be some things that are just straight up going to be just faded. I mean, I don't even know that there's going to be a need for a description. When they happen to you, you're going to know it, and they're going to really be focused on Leo themes there, so the love or the kids or the creative projects and endeavors or recreational pursuits there, that there's just something kind of magical and faded that happens there that is about leading you forward. But when we kind of break down this arena, it can mean that the doors are opening to carry you to this next level of destiny in those areas through film or music or painting or poetry, dance, sculpture, museums, concerts, theaters, you know, anything that is artistic and muse-related and inspired, okay? So in those areas, you may fall in love, or you may find your creative projects taking off, or, you know, you may focus something on the kids, you know, or really just go and have a lot of fun or all of the above, you know. So muse, artistic, think that direction. Also think healing, recuperation, hospitals, retreats, anything that can put you into a place of, you know, finding something better going on for the next stage of whatever's going on with your body. And so, again, you know, you might do this in a creative way. You might do this with a love interest. You might go there and fall in love with somebody. You might, you know, focus on the kids in one of these areas, you know. So this is kind of a destined, open-door, futuristic kind of direction for you. This can also be about spiritual beliefs and spiritual practices. So you might have some really powerful signs about to come through. Maybe you're going to see a loved one who crossed over a long time ago that are going to, you know, come through and give you some messages and signs. Maybe you're going to get in touch with your prayer or meditation or yoga. Maybe there's going to be psychic channels opening up for you, or a heightened sense of intuition. There may be some magical moments happening. That veil between worlds is definitely going to be a place where you can get messages about love or kids or creativity or recreation that are inspire you in some way. Maybe you're going to, you know, write a project about crossing over or about the other side and the magic and the signs and all this kind of stuff. I mean, any combination here is definitely a positive for you. Then there's also the area of research and investigations and projects in development and kind of digging into the material and figuring out the information here. So that's also definitely part of your future destiny here. And then finally, this is the area of romance. But it's not just, you know, it's not like Leo, fifth house, fallen, love, bright, red roses, and, you know, skipping through the park kind of romance. It's 12th house romance, so it's private, it's secret. It's about getting away to little, you know, places where you can hide out with your lover. And so it can be about just romantic getaways and trysts in ongoing relationships, or it can be about a clandestine affair that kicks in during this period. It can also be about karmic past life romance coming back full circle and really, you know, taking you into some destined direction. So the romance intertwined with the Leo love theme, you know, this could definitely be kind of an epic year and a half for you. So there you have the destiny side. Then when we look at the karmic south node side, this is, you know, meeting up with either ending some situations that have run their karmic cycle, or rebalancing karma with people and situations, or opening the door for past life souls to come back in and rekindle new karmic cycles. This will be focused on your health. It'll be focused on your job or work scenarios if you're working at the house or working on a project. It'll be focused on coworkers and hired help. It'll be focused on paperwork. It'll be focused on cleaning and organizing. It can be focused on the animals. So in all those areas, you're really going to kind of meet this karma when you're, you know, connected with the friends or doing the group activities or online or going through your astrology or your charities or your gatherings, pursuing your personal aspirations when it comes to this work and health and pets and paperwork and coworkers, etc. So, you know, pay attention to what's coming up in those areas. The cycles are shifting with the people that will be involved here and what you're going to be doing. When it comes to this full moon on Wednesday the 10th, you're getting this big, epic, high point. One, it's in the communication zone. So if you've been waiting to hear news, you hear it by the 10th. If you've been waiting to sign the agreements, you get the agreement signed. If you're trying to make the sale, you know, then you've got the sale coming through, wrapping up. If it's about a big, important talk or meeting, or negotiation or interview or audition, you know, you can see that kind of peaking by the 10th, and big decisions made at that time as well. And then also this is about, you know, something big that could be culminating with a brother or a sister or a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, short trips to nearby places or local activities you're involved in. So big achievements, celebrations, endings, wrap-ups, finalizations by the 10th. All right, for Libra, I got to take a breath. I was looking at this stuff before the show started, and I'm like, wow, I'm going to get through this in like 20 minutes, man. This is like way too short. And now I'm like, you know, 45 minutes in and halfway through the signs. How does it happen? I don't know. It just does. So here we go. Libra, North Node of Destiny, is moving into the area of everything social for you guys. So starting on the 9th on Tuesday, and for a year and a half, you have destiny opening the door for you, leading the way towards the future for you through everything social, being out with friends, making new friends, starting projects with friends, doing anything in groups, forming a group, joining a group, getting more involved with groups you like, getting behind causes, getting behind charities, getting involved on online enterprises and interests and flirtations, getting involved with astrology, getting involved with, you know, really the pursuit of your own personal aspirations. This is a big deal period that you're entering into. And anything that involves original projects or, you know, inventions and being free in some way, right? So in those areas, in all those social areas for Libra, This is where you can move creative projects forward or get inspired and start creative interests and hobbies and talents and adventures, whatever you want to do creatively. That's the door to destiny forward. It can be about falling in love. So when you're out at that party or with the friends or doing the group thing or online, you could meet the love of your life. Or it could be about if you're in a loving relationship that you guys get way more social or involved in a cause or a charity, and this is destiny taking you to the next level. It can be about getting involved, you know, this kind of finding you through what you're doing for or with the kids, or it can be recreational, you know, when you plan that outing with the friends, or, you know, you get the group to go play basketball. I don't know. But it's going to be fun, and it's going to be destiny for you guys. So I would say yes to the invitations, Libra. And then I would say when it comes to the karmic south node, you guys have this, you know, this ultra weird balance here, because the karmic south node is playing out with a focus on lovers and kids and creative projects and recreation. And so you are going to meet that through going out with the friends, and, you know, it's you just flip the coin for Libra. So, you know, karma is either you are going to be ending a karmic cycle that has been ongoing at least, you know, anytime in the last 18 years and or the last 36 years, you know, depending on how long you've been with somebody. So you could be ending that karmic cycle because whatever you were meant to reconnect about has been carried out. It could be that you've come to a point where that karma has been paid off one side or the other, and now it's time to rebalance because you want to stay in that situation, and so you're going to rebalance that karma. Or it's going to be about, you know, past life souls showing up in this next year and a half with a focus on, you know, you know you have that past life connection with them. So this will be with lovers or in the pursuit of love, or this will be the children, or this will be the creative projects, or this will be the recreation. So, you know, you have both things influencing both things. You're the only sign that is doing this. And so it should be a mystical, magical mystery tour for you guys. Pay attention. And the full moon on the 10th is bringing a climactic high point for you, either involving your income, your purchases, your product, or your possessions. So you can wrap up what you've been trying to do, or you can get that final word on what you've been waiting on, or you can mark an ending in one of those situations, or you can see some recognition and some achievement and some celebrations as you reach your epic high in one of those areas. So work towards what you'd like to see happening there by the 10th. Okay, Scorpio. Scorpio. Ay, 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 ay. My brain is just swimming today. I'm not kidding you guys. Probably because I've been talking since, and like nonstop since 8 this morning. Scorpio, and I know you find that hard to believe. The North Node of Destiny is now going to be calling you towards your future, bringing some fated moments your way over this next year and a half, starting on Tuesday the 9th. That will be, number one, about your career. And so with Leo, this means, you know, you're going to find career opportunities and that next level of destiny on the career front when you're focused on creative interests and projects, when you're doing things for kids or in the name of love or focused about a lover or that have a recreational bent to them. So career is moving forward here. This can be about two or B, I forget if I said A or one. This could be about big life personal goals. And again, you know, setting that goal to fall in love or do something spectacular with the lover in your life now, or setting that goal for the children or about the children, or setting that goal that is all about the creative talents and the creative projects and the creative interests, or setting that goal for the recreational pursuit, then this is where destiny is calling you. And third, or C, this is about authority figures in your life. So destiny is calling some new pathway forward when it comes to bosses and parents and judges and mentors and teachers and directors and producers and leaders and preachers and I don't know who else. So anybody who could be a higher up in your life, you know. And so it's time to move towards your destiny with these people in the name of those creative projects or in the name of love or for the children or in recreational ways. And so, you know, this may be about new people showing up, and it may be about taking things to the next level with current scenarios. But this is, you know, you'll see this starting to unfold. And with karma, you are either ending some karmic cycles that have now run their course sometime over the last 18-year cycle or in the last two 18-year cycles, you know, whatever it is. You've done what was meant to be done, and things are wrapping up now because there's just that it's end of the cycle. Or you are rebalancing karma because you have reached the end of the cycle, but you want to stay in these situations, and so there's a need to kind of readjust what's going on. Or there is an opening for past life souls to start showing back up over this next year and a half because they're going to be ready now to start down at some karmic avenue with you. And the focus for this for Scorpio is going to be on things that are about your home, things that are about your any real estate deals that are about moves or renovations that are focused on your family, a parent, or a roommate in this scenario. And so, you know, how is this going to arrive? It's going to arrive through Aquarius themes when you're, you know, with the friends or through the friend or about the group situation or what you're doing online or in connection with astrology or charities or your personal aspirations or your freedom or your original projects. And so, you know, again, like with all the signs, look back at the last chapters, 1998 through 2000 or 1980 through 81, and, you know, get a similar idea of the stories that were playing out then and see what to maybe expect in this next cycle. Obviously, other planets are different, but yeah, there will be some similarities for sure. And then when we come to this full moon on Wednesday the 10th, this is in your sign, Scorpio. So, you know, there is something very personal to you that is big and intense and ending, or that is big and intense and achieved or celebrated or wrapping up or finalized. And so this may just be a big personal experience for you that is hitting its epic peak by Wednesday the 10th, or it could be something that is happening involving your body and you're finally reaching that goal or wrapping up, you know, ending something that's been going on there. Or it's about your image or brand and finally getting that to the point you want it, or, you know, ending some cycle of that. It can be about your name or title or personal identity in some scenarios. So something about you, my dear, is hitting a high by the 10th. All right, for Sagittarius, North Node of Destiny, moving into the arena that expands. Sag, this has to be a good thing, right? So this is, for Sagittarius, this is going to call you forth and open up fated experiences and people and situations that can, you know, bring you towards your destiny through travel, through foreign interests, through people at a distance. It can happen through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, advertising, you know, anything that disseminates the information far and wide. It can be through educational channels, whether teaching or taking classes or getting certified or training. It can be through legal agreements or legal interests and pursuits. It can be through weddings. It can be through other ceremonies. It can be through religion or politics. So, you know, pick one, pick all. When you are in the pursuit of this, destiny is going to find you through Leo. So doing that in pursuit of your creative projects or your creative interests and talents, doing that for the kids, doing that with the lover, or doing that and meeting up with a brand new love interest, doing that and pursuing recreational interests and having fun, you know. So that is where you're called forward. That is where the good stuff should be waiting for you. The karmic south node for Sagittarius is where you're going to either see some karmic situations ending because they've run their cycle, some rebalancing of situations that are going to continue to go forward, but have, you know, need some rebalancing in the mix, or some past life souls showing up to start some new karmic chapters. Sag, this is going to arrive around writing that you do, around important talks and meetings that you have, around interviews and auditions, around sales and agreements and negotiations, around pitches and offers and proposals, around big decisions that you make over this next year and a half. So, you know, the mind and the communication and the ideas, I mean, this is definitely where this is at. And it's also going to arrive around local activities, community, neighborhood things that go on, anything that involves short trips to nearby places, that involves your vehicles or electronics, or that involves your brothers or sisters or neighbors. And I think that's it. So when you're looking at this, whether it's the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and all that, or it's the siblings and vehicles and local activities and short trips and all that, you're coming through this through Aquarius. So when you're with friends or meeting friends or doing things with friends, when you're in the group, when you're doing stuff with your online interests or astrology or charities or gatherings or events, or pursuing your aspirations. So pay attention to what's kind of kicking in this week ahead. It'll give you a clue about that. And then this full moon that is peaking on the 10th, Scorpio, big deal for Sag in that mystical, magical, behind-the-scenes arena. So something very epic, kind of wrapping up, finalizing, coming through, ending, achieved, celebrated, in some way hitting a zenith when it comes to anything in the artistic part of your life. So it could be in film or with music or painting or poetry or dance or sculpture or, you know, I don't know what else you do artistically, concerts and museums and theaters and anything with a stage. Or it could be having to do with a romance. You know, this could be something, you know, you're finally getting that romantic getaway, or you're ending, you know, you're done, you're finishing it. Or the romantic tryst is having an epic moment, or you're ending that romantic clandestine relationship, you know. So there's something in that romantic behind the scenes realm that could be peaking. There could be something with healing or dealing with an addiction or bad habit or hospitals or retreats, where you're seeing something really hitting an epic high there, whether you're finalizing something or you know, achieving something you've been going for. It can also be about spiritual awareness and practices and beliefs. And so you're finally reaching some kind of culmination with that. It could be about meditation or yoga. It could be about psychic or magic interests, your prayer. And it could also be about research projects or investigations or digging into information, and something finalizing there, or reaching, you know, you celebrate because you found what you were looking for. So, you know, there you have it. Something big this way comes by the 10th. And so you want to kind of work towards that, whether that's, you know, through the Scorpio vein of being financial or sexual or divorce oriented, or, you know, third party scenario stuff that you're working on here, mortality issues, births. It's going to be peaking somehow in one of those areas. All right, Capricorn. North node of destiny is moving into the powerhouse in your chart starting Tuesday the 9th. So destiny is going to be waiting to draw you forward through financial avenues first and foremost. So, I mean, I would say not your income, but through loans, through inheritance, through what you're doing about taxes or insurance or investments or commissions or settlements, or about alimony or child support, loans. I don't know what else. Your partner's money, did I say that one? Anything big and financial, you know. So in that direction, you know, this we're looking at Leo here is what this is about. So, you know, you may be doing this to get the creative project off the ground. You know, maybe you're attracting the money you've needed to get that creative thing going in your life. Or this can be something that is financially coming into gear for the kids or with a lover, or, you know, somebody that could be some shared financial stuff there with a love interest, or there could be something, you know, for the recreational pursuits that you want to do here. So financial is one avenue. Another avenue is your sex life and your reproductive needs. And so again, this can be falling in love or getting more intimate with a current lover and taking that into that sexy arena. It can be about, you know, reproduction in kids kind of speaks for itself. So you could be having a baby or finding out your baby's having a baby or going through the change, you know, it's destined to be, you know. So something in that reproductive kids zone could be about, you know, anything. Well, if divorce is destined for you, I mean, if you've been at that end road, this can be kind of a fated quality time to deal with that stuff. It's never easy, obviously, but, you know, this would definitely kind of call you forward towards it. If there's a way to smooth out or find the love or take care of the kids better by going through this and find that path, this will help you. Mortality issues are here, births are here. And so, you know, the love in that matter. And third-party scenarios, empowering yourself through working, you know, with more than one person at a time or engaging more than one person at a time creatively or for the kids or with the lover or in the name of love or for the fun and recreation. All of this is destiny. And then when we are looking at the karmic south node, it also starts on Tuesday. It's going to be the next year and a half for you. This is focused on your income, and it's focused on your purchases and your possessions and your product. So in these areas, you can either be ending a very long chapter of karma that has come to its end. You've balanced it out, it's done, and it's time to move on. Or you can be staying in certain scenarios about your income or purchases or products or possessions and rebalancing the karma in some new way in that scenario. Or there can be some past life souls who are going to show up to impact your earnings and your possessions and your products and your purchases. Couldn't think of the fourth one. Over the next year and a half. To kick off some new karmic cycle here. So you want to kind of be aware of the way this is flowing. And again, it's going to come through Aquarius. So, you know, making money and making those purchases online or with friends or doing things in groups or doing things towards your aspirations and original projects or connected to astrology or charities, you know, and looking for that karmic rebalance, reset with this stuff moving forward. And then when we see the full moon peaking on the 10th for Capricorn, this is some kind of climax for you with a friend, with the group, with the internet, with astrology or charities, gatherings, parties, events, your freedom, your original projects and ideas and inventions, or your personal aspirations. And so, you know, this can be in the sexy part of Scorpio or the financial part of Scorpio. So you're going to get a little bit of a crossover there in this particular week ahead, but something definitely finally achieved and celebrated there or wrapping up and finalized or ending there. And so, you know, work towards what that is that you're trying to do. For Aquarius, North Node of Destiny is moving into your relationship zone starting Tuesday the 9th. And so when I'm talking relationship, it means for the next year and a half, Destiny is really going to be calling you forward through romantic / marriage partners, through business partners, through clients, through specialists and agents, attorneys and agents, and anybody who represents you. Through dealing with competitors or opponents even. So these significant one-on-one scenarios, you know, it's all about destiny and the love that can play out there. Now, this could be about the love that is meant to start to really kick off in some new level with a romantic partner, or it could be that somebody is going to represent a project you're doing about love, you know. So think love as an overall theme with these, you know, key players. Also, anything involving children. Again, this could be you and a romantic partner and what you're doing with your kids. It could be you and a business partner starting up a business for kids. It could be you and a specialist doing, you know, helping a child. It could be you getting a representative for the kids. Anything that really kind of puts you in there one-on-one with someone significant and focuses on kids. Same thing with creative projects. Fantastic. Destined time in this year and a half ahead to find the right representatives for your creative work, to partner with people in creative endeavors, to, you know, become, find the specialist or expert who can take you down the right road creatively, you know, anything that connects you with the, find the clients, open up the people that are going to buy your creative work, right? And then also recreation and what you're doing with those key individuals there. So this is destiny. This is the new chapter taking off. Karma is showing up in your sign, Aquarius. So really, as an individual, you are at the end of a karmic cycle. And so it is really important to decide in whatever area of life you want. You know, you'll know what where this feels one way or the other. If you feel like certain situations have run their karmic course, you may be ending some things. You know, this will be kind of your choice. It also may be that you are deciding to stay in certain situations, but you want to rebalance that karma. And it also may be that you're ready to kind of enter some people's lives karmically because you haven't seen them since the last time you guys walked the earth in some past life. So, you know, you could have that happening as well. And so, you know, part of this is about this, you know, reset button with karma in scenarios that you are the focal point at. Part of this is also going to be about meeting karma when you are doing stuff that is about your body, when you are focusing on your image or your brand or your name or your title. So getting that chance to end those cycles or rebalance them or have new people come through that are past life souls about that. And then part of this is going to be about the Aquarius themes in the mix. So having this occur involving friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and your personal aspirations and original ideas. So quite a bit there for you guys. I think that you are going to have no problem figuring out what this is when it arrives. And just remember, you know, that you have a big say in this and that you are, you know, it's kind of a special time to really think about where you want to be in karmic balance with the world around you and what you can do about it during this period. And then when we get to this full moon, peaking on the 10th for Aquarius, and so, you know, hitting that really big stride and seeing things finalize or wrap up or end or break through and achieved and celebrated. And so this can be about the career for Aquarius. It can be about some kind of recognition or award or fame or notoriety. It can be about something big happening with a life goal, a personal goal that you're finally seeing wrap up or come through for you. And it can also be about something big happening with an authority figure in your life. So, you know, a big ending or achievement with a boss or a parent or a judge or a mentor or a teacher or a director, somebody like that. So, again, if you can work towards, you know, whatever it is you want to do here, or if you see this coming, you can kind of plan accordingly that you should see this kind of finalizing by the 10th. All right, so for Pisces. Pisces, this north node of destiny is showing up on Tuesday the 9th and will be here for a year and a half, and it is going to enter into the work that you're here to do. So destiny calling you forward through creative work, through work that is focused on kids or involves kids, through work that involves the theme of love, or that brings the love of your life into your life, or that you and your lover decide to embark on together. So work and love, work and kids, work and creativity. There may be some work in recreational fields too. So this is all where destiny is calling you, work and these themes. It can also involve some destiny playing out with coworkers or hired help during this year and a half. It can be about something that you focus on with paperwork. So there may be a big creative contract you're signing or, you know, something, some paperwork you're signing. Maybe you're going to get married and sign the marriage certificate, or maybe you're going to, you know, sign something important for the kids, you know. So paperwork is a big deal. And then also on the flip side of this, equally, it can be destiny calling you forward through health. So, you know, you might find creative ways to get healthy yourself, or you and your lover might embark on a health kick, or you might really kind of start getting into something healthy, like joining the gym or hiking or going to the health food store. And while you're there, that's where you meet the love interest, or that's where the creative idea sparks in you and you decide to pursue that, or that's where something takes off with the kids or the recreation. So there's kind of a beautiful forward motion crossover with all of that. And then finally, in this topic, in this area that this is playing out, it can also be about animals. And so there may be some creative project you're going to get involved with that focuses on the pets or the farm or the zoo. Maybe there's, you know, maybe you're going to be out in the dog park and meet the love of your life, or start to, or you're going to get animals for the kids, or, you know, you're going to get involved in some kind of recreational thing that involves the animals. And so something destined is calling you there as well. And then when it comes to the karmic south node for Pisces, this is happening in the karmic house for you guys. And so I really do feel like this is one of the more powerful periods you get coming up in this year and a half to really, you know, when we're talking about threading through time with specific individuals, specific souls, and some of the scenarios that you replay, you know, for those lessons learned, right? You keep coming back for them. We all do. And so, you know, this particular period, because it's a double influence for you guys, I definitely think that, you know, there are probably at least one or two very important scenarios that will come to an end, whether that's certain relationships that have run their karmic gamut or certain situations you're involved in that have. So you'll have some of that going on. You'll also have some really significant rebalancing of karma in a few of your ongoing situations. And then you will, I would say, I bet 99% of you guys, maybe 95% of you guys, have at least one past life soul who you haven't reconnected with yet this lifetime, but who will be showing up at some point over this next year and a half, and you know, to rebalance karmic matters with you or get back involved in things that got cut short in a past lifetime. And so in all of this, whether you're rebalancing or ending certain karmic cycles or kicking off new ones, it's going to be focused and coming through art and film and music and dance and poetry and painting and sculpture and concerts and museums and theaters and anything that is going to inspire the muse. It is going to come through when you're focused on healing, recuperation, retreat, addictions, bad habits, hospitals, and any of that kind of thing. It's going to come through romantic unions that are karmic past life romances. So whether that's, again, an ongoing scenario that's being rebalanced, or an end of something that's been run its course, or the reintroduction of one from a past life, that's very possible. It can be about your spiritual life. And so when you are in prayer, when you are in meditation, when you go to yoga class, when you are pursuing your intuition or psychic abilities, or, you know, or if you have magical interests, you know, this is where karma is resetting in some way for you. And through investigations or research projects or digging up information, you know, then this is going to be karmic scenarios for you guys. And so in any of those areas, whether it's art, spirituality, romance, healing, hospitals, research, investigations, you are going to be kind of meeting that through what you're doing with the friends, or when you're doing stuff in the groups, or when you're online, or when you're pursuing your astrology or charities or gatherings or events or parties. And any personal aspirations you may have that would play out in those areas, or original projects that would play out in those areas, that door is swinging in the karmic arena. And then when we get to this full moon that is peaking on Wednesday the 10th for Pisces, this is going to bring something to a climax involving travel or people at a distance, involving legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting projects, weddings, religious interests, or politics. You may have a few of those, you know, that if you've been involved in several of those areas. So we're seeing by the 10th that something, you're finally getting that finalization you've been waiting on, or you're ending what's been going on, or you're wrapping up stuff that's been ongoing, or you are celebrating somehow in one of those areas, or you're getting some recognition or acknowledgement, or you are achieving the goal you set. And so this epic peak, you know it's by the 10th, so you want to kind of work towards what you'd like to see arrive by then. All right, so we did it. I am definitely wishing everybody well. I definitely, again, want to remind everybody, pay attention to May 14th through the 26th. Pay attention to what is happening, where, you know, some fated, destined things that are playing out in that area, because this stuff is going to be absolutely off the charts this summer when we have the eclipse come and activate that same identical degree. It's never happened before, not this combination ever. So I think it's a big deal. Note it in your own life so you have a clue as to what this is going to be about. This is Zoe Moon. You guys can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next time, next week, same time, God willing, and I hope it's a great week. Have a good one.